Essay 49. The Mythical Higgs Boson. It has finally been proclaimed by the bishops and archbishops at CERN that the Higgs boson does not exist after all, and that we've all been conned out of billions. A couple of weeks before this, the director at CERN issued many proclamations from his pulpit that the God particle would be with us in time for Christmas. This episode illustrates the complete lack of integrity in organized pseudoscience and is a tremendous insult to the intelligence of real working scientists. Many scientists think that chasing the God particle makes a mockery out of science and society. In my capacity as a civil list pensioner, I wrote to the Prime Minister in London, warning him of such a debacle. But on two occasions my letter was intercepted by a bureaucrat and was sent to the same people at CERN who have wasted so many billions on rubbish science. So the Prime Minister was overruled and meekly left government to zealots. I was told to be interested in exciting CERN. Also blandly evicted with the Higgs boson was supersymmetry, superstrings, dark matter, spontaneous symmetry breaking, electroweak theory, and the whole lot. Only false authority remains. Any hypercomplexity that depended on the ego particle has evaporated. So again, claims of precision prediction are pure hogwash. The truth is that the standard model contains about 25 loose parameters, enough to fit the Book of Kells. Now we are expected as ignorant peasants to add more billions in the search for super-duper strings and the particle to end all particles, the moron that is said to exist in so many dimensions that no one has thought up a funding application plan as yet. We at AIAS predicted this atrocious hypocrisy some time ago, and did so with no public funding. We predict other quite different things. Dry petrol stations and the entire surface of the earth and sea covered with flailing ghosts of Don Quixote. In 2010, Horst Eckhart and I showed clearly and simply that the basics of 20th century particle physics are incorrect in many ways. This was done by anathema, in other words, by simple theory that everyone can understand. This was pointed out to Downing Street, and they told me that I must be excited about going beyond the standard model. I could not understand that there is nothing left from which to go beyond. Soon there will be nothing left of the Cameron government, to be replaced by yet more unknown prime ministers. The answer to this monstrous degradation is the answer provided by Francis Bacon. Contemplate nature and describe it with reason. The mythical boson of Higgs was supposed to be the mechanism by which mass could be plucked out of nothingness. But after the LSD shambles, we are left again with common sense. Mass is inherent in any particle. If the photon be a particle, it also has mass, and this idea is inherent in the bending of light by gravitation. NASA has measured the bending with accuracy, but it has nothing to do with the standard model of physics, the completely defunct Einsteinian general relativity, EGR. Recently, Bruchholz and Eckhart have produced a classic theory of diffraction that dispels Copenhagen and its wave-particle dualism. Things are rapidly changing. Ghosts and nightmares are vanishing. Early in 2011, Eckhart and I produced a series of papers showing the errors in indeterminacy from a reassessment of the Dirac equation. There are many gross idiocies in indeterminacy. Even the name is confused with uncertainty. It was shown in 2011 that, according to all that, things exist and do not exist at the same time. That is a dose of LSD. In the face of its proudly self-proclaimed and total failure, false authority studiously ignores nature and those scientists that study nature. Otherwise, it would lose its funding. false authority may as well be the Ministry of Truth. When the petrol finally runs dry, there will be no more morons. Some of us think that might be a good thing. Billions would be useful to try and stop the petrol running out in the first place. There are tens of thousands of pages of defunct junk now floating in the air. Journal pages on the Higgs boson. All were supposedly refereed. All were supposedly cited. All were rubbish. The best citation system is the real-time system used by AIAS to monitor the huge amount of interest in its work. Probably the only real science around.